Hi there, it is week 19 of 52 weeks of inspirational messages. I watched something the other day. There's a comedian that I follow. You may have seen him on TikTok or Instagram. It started with him just going out and doing farm chores. And he would say, get up, it's time to do farm chores. And he would go out and feed his chickens and just kind of has this like very sassy, funny attitude when it came to the farm and his animals, which I found really funny. Anyway, the other day, as his popularity grows, he's now a comedian that goes on tour. And he's actually even come to Vancouver and Toronto and places in Canada. And he, someone made a comment on his Instagram story. I'm not sure exactly what the comment was for. He posted something and then people were kind of coming at him. And then he responded with a clapback to that and posted, a clapback or something like him saying like, "Hey, this isn't, okay." And he kind of clapped back and said something in defense of that. And then he started getting all these messages from people who were like, "Matt, you're better than that. You're better than this. You don't have to stoop to their level. You don't have to respond that way. You don't have to be like that." And I watched him do a video on his story, and he came back and he said, No, I'm not. I'm not better than that. This is who I am. I am not going to let somebody get away with speaking to me like this. I am healing. I am not healed." And he basically was like, "And I don't know if I'll ever not be that person that claps back and doesn't, take shit from someone when they speak to me like this. I'm going to speak my piece and say what I need and say how I feel." And that resonated with me in a lot of ways because I think that there were some things that have transpired in my own life that I look back on now and I'm like, why didn't you fight back? And it goes back to my father abusing me and, beating me up and me never telling anyone or saying anything or even saying to him in his lifetime, even as an adult, "By the way, you beat the living crap out of me and you cannot, that's not okay what you did to me." I never clapped back. I never clapped back at my husband, years of him abusing me. I never said, "Hit me again and I will hit you back." I never phoned the police. And then going through my life, having arguments or disagreements with people throughout my life, I never said, "You can't talk to me like that. You can't treat me like this. This isn't okay." So now I look at comments like this by this person and I see other people online and they say, "No, I'm sorry. You need to check yourself. You need to understand that you are not going to speak to me like that in my house and on my page, in my environment. You can go somewhere else and spread your shit." And it was just those people coming in and telling him that he will have stooped to their level if he speaks up for himself. And I disagree with that. I don't necessarily think he was stooping to their level. I think he was saying, "Listen, go somewhere else. If you don't enjoy my content, you don't need to be here. You don't have to be in my bubble, but take your trash off of my space and go put it on your own space." And I think that's what I'm learning as I'm getting older, that when we clap back or when we speak back to someone who has hurt us, harmed us, abused us, degraded us, shamed us, insulted us, that it's okay for us to say, "No, I don't think so. I don't think that's going to fly with me." And that doesn't make us a bad person. And that doesn't make us rude or unlovable or unacceptable or disrespectful, any of those things. You can very tactfully tell someone to get bent, and that's okay. Defending yourself is okay. And the thing is that when we defend ourselves, people think, "Oh, you're upset. You let them get to you. You let them get the best of you." No, maybe you didn't. Maybe you didn't let them get the best of you. Maybe you didn't allow them to do all those things that the outside people think because it seems as though you're in drama. Maybe you're just speaking your truth, standing up for yourself, defending yourself, and allowing yourself to say, "Hey, you know what? What you're saying is not okay, and I'm not going to tolerate that behavior. So find somewhere else to do it. I think that's okay. I think in 2024, we're learning a lot of things. And I think that we're learning to figure out what is true and what we're holding on to and asking ourselves, is this mine? And what it means to find yourself and heal means that we're healing, not always that we're healed. And it means what's truly needed for us to move on, to take the things that you cannot loosen your grip on and ask why you're so tightly wound around them. And maybe sometimes that's because we don't speak up enough to say, really, go F yourself and find your way to the exit, because you can no longer remain here. I hope I've inspired you to do just that today, because I think it's okay to clap back, especially when it's needed.